All right, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. My name is Brian McClure, National Consultant and a founding National Consultant, in fact, with Ambit Energy. It's great to have you on the call. It was really interesting to hear Oregon, South Carolina, Virginia, a lot of non-deregulated states, or at least states we don't do business in, and some of them. So interesting and exciting, and I think that that's a thing you're going to see come in the future more and more and more as we go digital in this new era that we're in now, and people are starting to do transformation. It kind of leads me into my first subject tonight, and I have invited Rose and Kevin Duncan to join us on the call tonight to talk a little bit about the mastermind that's coming up on May 1st. It's the fourth one. And it's going to be digital. So, Kevin and Rose, take it away and let folks know what's going on. Okay. Whoops. If you guys try to maybe dial back in on those numbers, maybe it muted you for some reason, but I'd text you the instructions to get on the call. So let me know when you get on, if y'all could dial back in. Maybe you dialed in on a different code or something, but you should be on the moderator code if you follow those instructions that I texted to you. All right, well, let me talk just a second or two. I want to share with you some things that I think are relatively important, and it's in how we do business today is so much different than how we've done business in the past, and we are on the verge. In fact, I've seen several okay. Hey, did you get back on?
All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Not a problem at all. I'll table my important point that I was getting ready to make, and I think they do that on television, you know, right before a commercial break or something. Not that this is a commercial, but you know, it's like, you know, they put the teaser out there and you make your way through the commercial, and then three or four more people will come on before they tell you what it is you're interested in. Anyway, it was not my intent, but I appreciate y'all hopping on the call and tell people about Mastermind 4.
All right. Well, first of all, let me just say thank you for just kind of letting this, you know, plug the event. It's really something that Rose and I had been, you know, really had in our heart for a long time, and we love doing the Millionaire Mastermind. It just kind of so happened we get to do it virtually this year. So if you guys have been living under a rock, you haven't heard about it yet, Rose and I decided this year to put on Millionaire Mastermind 4 virtually this year, but we're going to make this event 100% free. And the reason that we want to do that is because we really kind of want to raise a little more awareness and some money for two great programs that Ambit Energy has, which is Ambit Energy Cares. Most people know about that program, but they just came out with Ambit Energy Aid. And that one's really designed to help Ambit customers that are maybe struggling, trying to pay their bill and things like that. So we said, what a great idea. Let's call around. And we've got leaders from really all over Ambit. We've got Kirk Curran has agreed to be a speaker. The Kim and Jim Mason are speaking. We've got Steve Thompson.
Title.
Yeah, the Justin and Sherry Title, Nir Golan, Tien Bui.
Doug Parker,
Garrett Abshire, and
David Belmar,
and Peter Luda. And, of course, Rose and I, since we finally made the Millionaire Club, we get to actually speak at our own training. So I'm going to turn it over to my wife real quick. She's going to say a couple things.
Woo! I want to make sure you didn't miss Tien Bui. Okay, so we are excited, mostly because I love giving out prizes. I love giving out the prizes. We're gonna tie the raffle to the people that put in donations. So every dollar you donate gets you a raffle ticket. Kevin and I are buying the prizes. And I mean, Kevin's got expensive taste, y'all. He's picking up a 55 or a 58-inch TV. It's ridiculous. He's got laptops. We've got all kinds of electronics. We're excited. And the time and date is going to be May 1st. It's going to be noon to 4 o'clock. We're going to keep the speakers on point and quick. And that's it for this commercial break. We want to hear the tickets. You go to teamambit.com. So teamambit.com. So it's www.teamambit.com. And scroll down and just go ahead and get registered and get your tickets. And hopefully you'll learn a lot and win a lot. And we're just so grateful, Brian, that you let us get to plug the event on your call. And now I want to hear what you were about to say.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. Do we have a goal for the fundraising?
Yes. Yeah. So our goal right now is to raise $5,000. And what we're going to do is equally split that between Ambit Cares and Ambit Aid. So whatever we raise.
We're already at almost 2.
Yeah, we're just around $1,500 right now raised. And we've just kind of really started getting the word out. So each one of the speakers have agreed to start putting the word out in their respective areas. But right now we're about $1,500 and we want to raise right around $5,000 or more.
And Brian, this is actually going to be one of the biggest consultant-ran trainings that are out there until you do your sunrise tour.
So, yeah, well, really, we kind of learned from you, right? I mean, you really kind of inspired us to do this with all the, you know, the trainings that you did and the, you know, the events that you raised money for. So that's really kind of, you know, we thought about, we're like, okay, well, you know what, Brian McClure did it, so let's see if we can raise some money for Ambit stuff.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to issue a challenge to everybody that's on this call. You can get on social media. You can blast it out there on the byways and highways of how we communicate these days. Talk about it, what have you. But I'm going to issue a challenge, and that challenge is this. Is any donation that comes in from right now, 9 o'clock central tonight when this call started, until midnight Tuesday night. So that's the rest of tonight, all day Monday, and all day Tuesday. Any donation that comes in up to $1,500, Betsy and I will match the donation. So if you take that to heart, start blasting that out. Everybody on this call, get on your computer, put as, you know, $10 helps. That turns into 20, 100 turns into 200, 1,000 turns into 2,000. So let's get this job done. We'll go to midnight on Tuesday, and Rose and Kevin will let me know how we did. $1,500 limit. So if we hit the limit, we'll raise $3,000. Put that with the approximately $1,500, and by the time the event pulls off, we'll blow it out of the water. But you got to get the word out. Got to get the word out, or somebody on this call needs to, or some buddies on this call need to step up big. And let's make this happen for all the things that Ambit does for the community. It's incredible the tens of thousands of dollars each year that we give away to Ambit Cares, and now helping people with their electric bill in trying times is as important as well. So, Kevin and Rose, thank you all for doing this. Let me hear from you on Wednesday, and I'll go online and make our appropriate donation. So I encourage everybody to get the word out there, and let's get it done.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Well, that kind of brings us to our next subject, and of course this mastermind had to. Millionaire Mastermind had to be virtual, but a little birdie told me that our virtual things in a lot of the states that we do business in is going to end pretty quickly. I know some people are out there doing presentations, been public about it. I've actually seen some hotel presentations, some luncheons, some different things, you know, there's certain states, Texas being one of them, where, you know, all the state mandates have been lifted. Of course, we always encourage, you know, safety and doing what's right. with distancing or mask or whatever. But Ambit's had a rule up until now and presently that says, hey, we can't do meetings. And I'm here to tell you that that's fixing to change. And so it'll be transitional. In other words, you know, we've been doing everything Zoom in a virtual world. And there are going to be some states, you know, some states are tougher than others. And I'm not going to name any particular states or get on top of any states or whatever. But there'll be certain states where we won't be able to sanction meetings just because it'd be in violation of the governance of that state. But in states where it's not an issue, I think what you're going to see here pretty quickly is the ability to go out and do meetings, and you're going to see people traveling a little bit more. You know, I was went by the airport the other day. I was driving over to Houston, and I looked at the parking lots on either side, you know, the commercial parking lots, and they used to be, I mean, you could shoot a cannon through them and not hit a car. And one was totally full, and the other one, which is massive, was about half full. So people are hopping back up, getting in the air. I read something today about a third of the U.S. population is now vaccinated, and of course they're adding hundreds of thousands per day. And again, I'm not telling anybody to do anything. You do what you're comfortable with. But what I am telling you is that we're going to be able to go back and get a little bit more normal as we do our business. So I wanted to let y'all know that, and I wanted you to start to think about it and prepare for it. Think about what's going to work for you. First and foremost, take care of yourself, do what you're comfortable with, so on and so forth. However, what I can tell you is in the world and what we've just gone through, there's not going to be a light switch here. You know, I want you to think back pre-pandemic. It was difficult to get people to go to meetings. You know, how many times you go to a hotel meeting and, you know, you hung up the phone right before you hopped in your car and went to the hotel, and Mary or John or Susie or whomever was going to meet you at the meeting, and you had that long neck sticking your head down the hall knowing they were coming. They just promised you 30 minutes ago they were coming, and they didn't come. You know, life gets in the way. You know, Susie had a homework assignment I wasn't sure of, car wouldn't start, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or don't return the phone call. So I want you to think about how difficult it was to get people to come to meetings in that state, and then put it into today's world where there's certain people that are just going to tell you, hey, I'm not comfortable going to a hotel meeting. You know, or they're going to ask you questions about social distancing or a mask going to be required or so on and so forth. So it's going to be triple, quadruple, 10 times, I don't know, but it's going to be a multiple more difficult to get people to attend meetings in this environment when that becomes, when we're able to do that according to Ambit's policies and procedures. So I want you to think about that a little bit. That in no way should discourage you from trying to attempt the meetings, but here's my thought. I built my whole business, my entire business, the majority of my business, the cornerstone, the foundation of my business was in-home meetings. You know, small in-home meetings. I know, saw online, you know, on a regular basis, Kevin and Rose doing in-home meetings in their beautiful home. If you ask Jeff Rollins, how did you build your business? The backbone of it was in-home meetings, you know, and you can go from one leader to the next. And of course, there are leaders that didn't really use the in-home that much, but people have built massive organizations, not only did in-homes themselves, but had their organization doing in-homes. And I know that the cornerstone to my growth and my organization and what I have today in the way of an organization came out of in-homes. And I don't know how many hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds, well over 1,000, I'm certain, though I didn't count them, in-homes that I did over the years. You know, there's 52 weeks out of the year, and I was doing 2, 3, 4, you know, 5, 6, 7. You go, well, how can you do one every single night of the week? No, I consider an in-home an in-office meeting as well. So we would do luncheon, bring in some Subway sandwiches or something like that, put people in people's conference rooms, you know, and of course, in homes at night. And I would schedule some in-homes close to one another, and actually in certain evenings do two in-homes in one night. Not often, but more than you would think. So, you know, I would say, you know, as this thing starts to open up and as you're able to start to do in-person meetings, you know, we're going to go back to the Starbucks coffee shop. We're going to go back to in-homes. And I think it's really important. You know, there's people all over the internet, you know, masks are horrible and I'm not wearing a mask, and, you know, just call them anti-maskers. And then there's other people that are, you know, I'm okay with a mask, so on and so forth. You know, it really doesn't matter what you are, but what you have to do is you have to make sure that you make your guests comfortable, you know. So I would try to find out ahead of time what their comfort level is. You know, are they going to want you to do a coffee house meeting with a mask on or not? And if you don't know ahead of time, just ask them when they show up, you know. Say, hey, are you okay with, you know, me not wearing a mask? You know, it's all about the comfort level, because keep in mind that people buy you more than they buy the business. Now, the business has to be a viable business opportunity. They have to be excited about it. They have to feel like they're going to get a return of and on their investment. So I'm not saying that the business opportunity isn't important, but there's all kinds of me too, you know, nutritional business opportunities out there that people get involved with that are not very good opportunities. You know, they have good product lines, they don't have a good pay plan, they've got poor leadership or a combination thereof, or their product tastes bad, or, you know, whatever. And they're able to go and build a business. Why? Because the person who asked them to look at that business opportunity, regardless of what it was somebody that they loved and trusted. You know, it was somebody that they felt comfortable with, you know. And so trust me when I tell you that when people get involved in this opportunity or any other opportunity, for that fact, they're buying you first. So if you can't sell yourself as somebody that's going to be supportive, somebody that's going to be the type of person they feel comfortable introducing somebody to, then they're not getting into the business. So you got to kind of check that box first. And then, of course, they've got to feel like they can build the business and that the compensation plan is good and all the components of the business are right as well. And so what I can tell you is that this masking, the social distancing, all this stuff that goes along with COVID, it's in people's minds. And you're going to have to be very cognizant of where somebody is. Now, most people, you know, I see most people that are meeting in coffee shops and restaurants right now, they walk in with their mask on, they take it off, they sit at the table, and they talk. But, you know, we don't know if those are family members or best friends or who they are. So when you're meeting with a stranger, with somebody that's looking at the opportunity, perhaps coming with a consultant, you know, you have to be cognizant of that. You know, you have to be cognizant of what they're comfortable with. And don't hesitate at all to ask them, hey, are you comfortable with me not wearing a mask while we talk? And if they say, well, no, I'd really kind of prefer, they hesitate, say, hey, there's no problem. Let me put a mask on. Not a problem. Regardless of where you are, you've got to make them comfortable. You've got to have them comfortable with you and feeling confident with you and buying into the way that you do business before they're going to even think about getting into the business. So I think it's very, very important. It kind of brings us back to the millionaire mastermind that Kevin and Rose are putting on. Hey, it's going to be virtual. What I can tell you is that there will be Power Trip in the fall, in November, probably, or October. There's no dates been set. And it's going to be live, you know, unless there's some major swing in this pandemic that we can't predict. You know, Ambition is going to be hybrid. It's going to be live and online. You know, I fully anticipate that Simulcast next year will be live. So moving forward, you're going to see corporate events being live. You're going to see corporate executives traveling out in the field and doing live meetings, you know, social distancing, what's the word I'm looking for? The mandates of, you know, the local state or local government will all be followed, but we're starting to move back. Now, with that said, let me say this. What's better for you? Is it better for you to do a Zoom meeting and not have to drive 3 hours for a no-show? Or is it better for you to go drive 3 hours to show the business to somebody? You see, we've learned a new set of skills that we can use to develop our businesses that much faster. You can show the business to somebody, and then if they're interested, or better yet, they even get into the business, then you can go meet them, and you can do that in-home. You can start to, you know, help them build their business. So my point is that you don't want to wait. You want to have momentum going into Ambit allowing us to do meetings again, and you feel uncomfortable with doing meetings, and people feel uncomfortable coming to those meetings. So the time is now. You want to go out. You want to tie into the Zooms, all the new stuff that corporate has come out with. You want to start getting reengaged in your business. There's so many people that have just taken the year off. Yeah, hey, you've gotten on the call. The numbers on this conference call are way down from what they used to be. Why? Because people are saying, just kind of push the pause button and, you know, I don't really know how to do this internet thing or, you know, whatever. You know, hey, I hope all those people get reengaged in Ambit. I hope everybody on this call goes out and sponsors somebody next week. But this is what I know. As I know, for the most part, that's not going to happen. The majority of people are not going to reengage in the business. They're going to still pretend they're in the business. They're going to come to meetings when they're available. They may even come to Ambition. But you're building the business when you're putting new people into your business. And it's a lot easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead. So my challenge to you is, you know, as things are starting to transition, and we're on the very cusp of transitioning out of the Zoom-only, no-eyeball-to-eyeball meeting, which is the legacy way that we built our business and the whole core consultant base in Ambit Energy has been built that way. We're going to start the slow transition to going back to that. Now, we'll never go back 100%. But we're going to start to be able to produce a hybrid sort of situation where we're doing live meetings and we're doing Zoom and online stuff. And our trainings are going to go back to being live as Ambition and Power Trip in the fall will be. And, you know, this event that's May 1st that Rose and Kevin talked about, Millionaire Mastermind 4, it may very well be the last major all-virtual event. So historic in a way, a good historic way, but I'm telling you, our business is getting ready to open back up. So you can do one of two things. You can sit there and wait, you know, and say, okay, well, when it opens up and they start having meetings again in my area, you know, I'll start building again. I don't anticipate very many areas that are going to have a meeting every single week. You know, maybe once a month. You know, those hotel rooms are expensive, so somebody's got to pay for them, and it's not corporate. You know, people's incomes are down because they haven't been building the business. So, you know, don't anticipate that somebody's going to step up to the plate and start paying the $200 or $300 or $400 for an inexpensive hotel room every week and pray that people show up. Maybe once a month, maybe some of them, and a lot of them, I'd say the vast majority of them, aren't going to come back at all. You're going to have to rebuild your business the way we've been building it, Zoom and electronically, coupled with small in-home group meetings, one-on-ones, two-on-ones in the Starbucks and the restaurants and the different offices that you may use. So it's an exciting time. Because as far as our business goes, I think we're starting to see the beginning of the end, you know, in our restoration of being able to build the business that we built traditionally. Most people will wait. I get that. It is what it is. My job is not to make you successful. My job is to give you the information so that you can make yourself successful. So the most successful people over the balance of this year, people that are showing the plan and putting people into the business and helping them gather a handful of customers. And I hope that's you. You know, you can make excuses or you can make money, one of the two. You can hurry up and wait, or you can hurry up and hop up on the horse or hop in the car and start moving forward. You know, look at your business. How many times are you showing the business? Not your group. How many times are you showing the business? And there is a reflection of the growth of your business. If you've not been showing the business, your customer count is receding, your business is shrinking, okay? Because they're following, your organization is following what you're doing. If you're out showing the business, then you have a higher probability that your existing organization will show the business, and you've got an incredible opportunity to start to build a new group that is going to follow the way that you're doing the business. So as this thing opens up, don't expect that there are going to be hotel meetings every night, and that all of a sudden, you know, you used to have 50 people at the meeting, you know, or everybody, you know, there's going to be 50 people there every week. It's not going to work like that. You know, this is hard work. You know, it takes work. So reflect on yourself. Don't worry about your group. Reflect on yourself. When's the last time I showed the business? When's the last time I personally enrolled somebody in the business? And if that doesn't look too good, then you figure out what you've got to do to make a change. And as soon as that starts to happen and you start working with those new people you put into your business, you're going to start getting money, and doubt will take you out of action, but action will take you out of doubt. So if you have any doubt as to whether this business works or doesn't work or whatever, it takes you moving into action. You're going to be a little rusty. It's going to be a little challenging. You might have to show, if you showed it to 10 people before to get one person, you might have to show it to 20 people to get one person now. You know, I don't know. But if you stay focused on your goal of show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, what's going to happen is sooner or later you're going to show the plan to somebody that's going to say, this is exciting, I'm in, let's go. And then you start showing the plan for them and get them up and running, get them a couple of people, and all of a sudden you're back up and rolling. The business is getting ready to transition. It's never going to go back to the way it was totally before. That's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is you're going to start to see meetings, both in-home and hotel meetings. You're already starting to see corporate come out and say, hey, we're doing Live Ambition this year unless something major changes. You know, I can tell you we're going to do Live Power Trip in the fall, so we can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now is the time to take action. Action will take you out of doubt. Like I said, doubt will take you out of action. You know, if you want to double your success rate, double your failure rate. Go out there and have some people tell you no and feel good about it, because you're just one more person away from somebody saying yes. So it's an incredible time to go and build. It's just a matter of whether you're going to go and build it or not. So with that, I'm going to unlock the call and let everybody say good night.